Grand Theft Auto 5. By the way, Nate, I just pushed record.
Welcome to Seriously Awkward.
Welcome,
Yeah.
You trying to be sneaky.
No, I wasn't trying to be sneaky. I let you know. I didn't let you like ramble on about stuff. Well, I was thinking we were talking about some of the pre-show stuff, and we kept running into situations where we're like, well, shouldn't we just be talking about this? So we were talking about Grand Theft Auto 5 and I was talking about how they're supposed to come out with a Grand Theft Auto 6, which
they announced it. Then, but looking again, this is IGN, so IGN, yeah,
right. So I remember them announcing it, but I don't think they've made any. They might not have even made any progress on it yet. But they announced the Grand Theft Auto 6, which is supposed to be a mixing of all the maps together. From Grand Theft Auto 1 to 5, and I think they're going to add another map onto it, which would make this gigantic, insane world.
Not so much because
some of it is intermixed. Grand
Theft Auto 5 and San Andreas, I believe, are the same.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, because
so I never played any of the other
Grand Theft Auto 5. The cul-de-sac that the character that in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas lives in is in the game.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
So it would be like Los Santos. I mean, obviously, it's that one. It's called San Andreas. So it's either San Andreas or Los Santos, one of those two. You got like the New York area, and then you got like Miami Vice. You got the Miami.
Yeah, I don't know. I only played Grand Theft Auto 5, so I don't know what any of the other maps look like. And the only thing I do in Grand Theft Auto is there was an old Need for Speed game where it was Need for Speed High Pursuit, where you basically in the car doing a race, but then all of a sudden the cops come after you. That's all I do in Grand Theft Auto is I play online. I try to get the cops off me, on me, and then I see what I can do to evade them. That's it. I don't play any of the story. I kind of stay away from other players. I have no interest in doing like some sort of deathmatch thing. I do play some of the the online games that they have where it's like capture the flag or some of the racing things and stuff like that. But I don't pay attention too much. And I usually do them because I'm like running low on cash or something.
So some of the races are pretty fun. Some of the I've yet to do any of the races that are made by the players. So I know that there's some crazy tracks that are made by players.
Yeah, I've seen some of these online, the impossible tracks that people make. Okay, I get it, but why? Why would I do this?
So I just pulled it up, and the release date was September 17th, 2013. So seven plus years ago.
For the original Grand Theft Auto 5?
From Grand Theft Auto 5, yes.
Yeah.
So they're pushing it. Six needs to come out. Like what?
Well, the interesting thing is they've been doing updates on the thing the whole time. And it's interesting to see, like, as you would play along, like, one day you're just kind of driving and there's like mud puddles on the ground, but they have no like interaction with anything. And then the next day you're driving through the city and you hit a mud puddle and it splashes and you're like, oh, that's a new feature. Or you'll go through and there's like, you know, there's rain, but it doesn't interact with any of the environment. And then all of a sudden it rains and your guy's soaking wet and there's like puddles on the ground. And you're like, oh, that's kind of a cool thing.
That's one of the things that I think.
And you're watching.
Kind of cool with you're Grand watching. Theft Auto to begin you're, with, though.
Yeah, it's you've been watching like all this progression of them coding things and increasing the graphics and adding little special effects to things. And game types
that kind of sucks is they haven't like the story, everything has been online, like they didn't bring any of that the extra stuff to the story mode,
right?
Because I would have liked that better and being having to run from the cops than being online and have to run from players that aren't doing anything except from just being a-holes to other players.
Right. Well, you can put your game into like passive mode.
Where you but it if you're doing a mission,
right,
then you can't be in passive mode.
Right.
Or if you're like, you can own a club or you can own all these things and do missions to gain money for those items, but you're having to deal with the a-holes that are just there to, like,
just
I'd almost rather be like story mode, and instead of it let everybody know
you want to do
hey, I'm doing this thing.
You want to do story mode, but be able to do the online experience in story mode.
Where you
start your own business and you're interacting with the NPCs or whatever, but well, because
most of them you're interacting with NPCs to begin with,
right?
It's just like the mission portions. You can have friends or other players join, but if your friends aren't on, then you're doing it by yourself,
right?
Unless you find other players, but most players aren't there to do the mission. They're there to
troll.
Troll.
I've tried a couple missions with some of the other people online, and they'll be doing fine for like even like half of it, and then all of a sudden they just, you know, betray you or something like that.
And yeah,
it just ruins the whole thing.
I was doing a mission. I finished the mission and I was just on my way back to the casino because I had the penthouse in the casino. So I was just on my way back to the casino and just randomly got blown up by some, cause you know, they have people that have been playing consistently, have all this money. You can buy like the jet or the flying motorcycle that has missiles.
Right.
And so they're, you know, flying above you and then they home in on you and they blow you up. It's like, I'm not even doing anything. I'm not in a mission. I'm just driving down the freaking road. They used to have an option where you can do an invite only, so you can invite your friends to. But they got rid of that.
Right. Well, I don't know.
That made it easy because then you could do like an invite only. You can invite your friends, and if your friends weren't on, you'd be in the invite, you'd be in your own match or own lobby basically, so you wouldn't have to worry about anybody.
Yeah. And when I play, I bought, because you have to buy a house in the game or whatever, I bought the house that's like the farthest away from the city as possible. It's like a little trailer.
Yep, Sandy Shores.
Yeah, over there. Nobody's over there. It's just me kind of doing stupid stuff by myself.
And yeah, but all the missions are in the city.
I don't want to do any of the missions.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you were...
Right, if I'm interested in the missions, but I'm just trying to get the 5 stars and just evade the cops and trying to find cool cars to take for a joyride, and then see if I can take them off a cliff and survive.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Or try to invade the nudist colony or whatever.
I was hoping that they would have done that, but they've yet to do that.
What?
It's not recent, but I had restarted for the third time. The actual storyline. So,
a Grand Theft Auto?
Grand Theft Auto storyline, yeah.
Yeah.
Played a little bit of it a couple weeks ago. But still really into the online RP. But yeah. So hopefully it's they're due for 6.
They are
making a lot of money because they keep coming out with little things, and it's so much in-game money that people are like, just to buy this one car, it's like $9 million. So I guess I better buy a shark card for like $20 real money.
Well, anyways, well,
so yeah,
Grand Theft Auto is due for a new one. Have you been playing anything else lately, Nate? I have been playing a few games lately, but they're all VR games.
I was actually just going to ask you about VR because I just came across a game, and it's like it's a climbing game.
Oh, so yes. It
looks like VR, but you're like mountain climbing, or you can climb a building or something.
Have the
you
name of that the one? Game is Climb.
Yeah, okay. Climb, yeah. I literally just saw it, and I'm like, that kind of looks interesting, except for if you look down.
Oh, well, yeah, it on the game, it says if you have a fear of heights, make sure you take breaks and stuff like that if you're playing this game. I haven't played that one yet. I want to get it, and they have Climb 1 and Climb 2 just came out, and I'm interested more in Climb 2, one, because the graphics apparently are better than the first one, and then two, you get to climb a city, and the idea of climbing a city just sounds kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, one of the pictures was
you like climb like a skyscraper,
yeah,
and you're
with like the little suction cup thing. I don't know exactly what it was, but that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, so you're like climbing. It's an interesting thing. They have different modes in the game where you can play where you're just climbing just for fun, and then they have one where it's more like an actual climb, where you have to take hand brakes or whatever and re-chalk your hands so you don't slip off, because you can fall in the game.
That would be creepy to like all of a sudden slip.
Right.
Because obviously you're not going to know.
Well, yeah, some of the things that you grab are predetermined to slip out when you grab them.
Yeah, so one of the things in the little trailer was you grabbed onto like a metal pole, and it like bent.
Yeah.
And he didn't fall, but I was like, ooh, this
yeah, that one looks really good.
The little shark tank, and or not shark tank, but the shark cage in the dark water, and you're like looking around. And you, like, can see the... No, thank you. this would be one that you'd be playing sitting on a couch.
So they have... So some of the games, they... Especially if you are adverse to feeling kind of sick or whatever, they have, like, sit down on couch mode where you're not standing and doing the thing. I got one... So I've been playing That's what I've been playing a lot lately is the VR games, because I get kind of an exercise out of it, and you can get a sweat going, which is kind of nice. Which we still need to talk about our weight loss challenge, Nate, as you chug a Mountain Dew.
I don't know what you're talking about, weight loss.
Anyways, so one of the games I got recently was we got three games recently. One is kind of like a mystery game where you're trying to solve all these puzzles, and it's like I think it's like Red Planet or something like that.
Okay.
And basically you're brought onto this planet and you're trying to figure out what happened to this plant. This like power plant went down. It's like a Russian facility or something like that on Mars or something like that. And you're going through all this stuff and you like go into a giant room and you have to figure out how to turn on the power. And you turn on the power, and there's, like, bullet holes into the windows and stuff like that. And there's blood all over the place. So it's kind of a mystery game. I haven't gotten too far into that one. But it's a fun game. I did make my girlfriend slightly frustrated. So you,
whoa,
like...
Whoa.
Fiancé.
Yeah, there you go.
So I made it... Right, she was laughing at me because this is 100% me. Of what I do. I was like, I'm trying to figure out. She's like, where are you at? I'm like, I'm trying to figure out this puzzle. I wasn't sure exactly what to do yet, because they don't really give you, I mean, they give you a little bit of hints and stuff like that, but not fully. And I'm going, and she's like, oh, did you do this? And I was like, oh, no, I that's what I need to do. Okay. I was wondering if that's what I needed to do. It was like this chart, and you had to hit things and you had to hit things in a certain order or whatever. And she's like, well, there's a piece of paper on the table that'll tell you where it is. And I went to where the piece of paper was, and I forgot that I picked up the piece of paper, looked at it, and just kind of chucked it. And then so I spent a lot of time, just a decent amount of time, just kind of looking for this piece of paper. And I was like, I can't find it. I lost it somewhere. In this room, it could have fallen behind a file cabinet or something like that, because you can pick up things and you can just chuck it and it'll just go and it does the physics with actual life type stuff. So I went over there and I just did, like, they gave you the first one, and then if you do it wrong, it kind of shuts off. So I just kind of faked my way through it, just kind of did this, go click, click. Dang it. Click, click, yes. Click, click, click. Dang it. Until I got it. And I got it eventually. But, yeah, it was a typical me thing to do. And then, that's about as far as I got to that point, and I saved because it was late at night. Another game I've been playing a lot of is, well, I play a lot of Super Hot because that's a really fun one. But a new one that I got was, I think it's called I Expect You to Die or something like that, or Until I Fall. It's like a dungeon crawler type game where you get like these swords in both hands or whatever, and you can kind of change out the weapons and stuff like that. And you're just going through like this long maze of enemies, and then basically you just keep going until you die. And it's pretty fun. There's like combinations you can do, and there's things where like appear that it's going to show, okay, there you have to block here, and then you have to block here, and you have to block there, and then you come back and attack or whatever. That one's a really good workout. That one's a lot of fun. If you like the kind of like a sword fighting, I don't know. It's really cool because, like, you click the buttons and these swords just appear in your hands. It's pretty awesome.
Do you have the it's called Beat Saber?
Yes, we have Beat Saber.
How's that one?
That's a really good game. It's a lot of fun. If you like those type of Guitar Hero type games or whatever. It's you have to use your hands in the direction that the arrows are pointing in these different cubes, and it like right hand is one color, left hand is another color, and sometimes you have to switch sides and hit things, and there's things you have to duck underneath and you have to sidestep and everything like that. So it's really cool, and you can get a really good workout of that one too.
that one is fun to watch.
Yeah, that one's a lot of fun.
When they're doing like expert.
And then I forgot I got another game as well. I got Star Wars Vader's Immortal, I think is what it's called. Where it's basically it's broken up into the three stories. You have to buy them separately. The cool thing is you get wrapped up in this like Star Wars story where Vader is like literally in front of you and he's talking down to you and he's just huge and intimidating and stuff like that. The funny thing is like you're like being me, when Vader's talking to me, I pulled out my lightsaber and I was just kind of going, I was like waving it around and kind of zapping it on the ground or whatever. Just because, whatever. And in my mind, I'm kind of thinking, like, what if Vader was actually in the room and he was, like, interacting with me? And I was just, like, drawing on the ground with my lightsaber. It would not be a good thing. I would think he would be very frustrated with the situation.
I don't know. You'd probably be being choked.
Yeah.
And then you'd die.
I'd be thrown across. What did he do? He's drawing his name on the ground with a lightsaber. He should have known better, especially around Vader. So that one's really cool. So you go through a little story, and you completely get immersed into the Star Wars universe on that one. The problem is that it's a three-part story. I bought part one. It is like 30 minutes. About 30 minutes, and then you're done. Not a whole lot of replayability, but it is still... It is worth it just for the... Because it's pretty cheap, and it's worth it just to be immersed into that world.
Yeah.
And then the other one I got just I downloaded this. I bought this one last night. It was a game called Pistol Whip, where it's kind of along the lines of Beat Saber on crack. Oh. Where you have guns and you're going down this hallway and you are John Wick, basically. Nice. People are coming at you from all different directions. And you're just shooting like crazy. And then also they're shooting at you and you can see the bullets. So you're like shooting and ducking and diving. And then there's like a pillar in the way. And then you have to sidestep. And you have to sidestep to the left. And then a guy appears and you just... And it's all to music. And it's all to like a beat. It is pretty epic. And then I have it where you kind of shake your hands down. And then it reloads your gun. So, I downloaded that last night. I played that one for about 40 minutes before going to bed. But it is a really good workout because you're doing these things with your arms. You know, you're hitting guys above and down and low, all and to the left and to the right. And then also, in the process, you see a bullet coming at you. So, you have to duck real quickly. And then you have to duck to the left and the right. And then you have to get up and shoot this other guy that's coming in front of you. And... it's very tiring, but a lot of fun. So I suggest anybody, if you want a pretty good workout and you have the space for it, get, the Oculus Quest. It's a great way to, I get bored during a workout. But this has been kind of a more fun way to do something where I'm not just kind of running in place, but I'm like, hitting things with lightsabers or shooting guns or slicing people up with swords. Makes a little bit more exercise, a little more fun. So that's what I've been playing lately.
Right.
It's been good.
I got like 2-3 weeks to find a PlayStation 5. Got any leads for me?
Why the time frame?
Baseball game comes out, the new one.
Oh, okay.
And it's on Xbox, but I think it's only on the new Xbox. I think it's obviously PlayStation, because it's a PlayStation exclusive originally, but there's it's gonna be on all platforms now, except for PCL.
So is the new season that comes out, is it gonna be a same short season?
No, they're playing full season this year.
Okay. But yeah, but that's based on last year, right?
What was that?
Is it based, so the new season, is it based off of this year or is it based off of last year?
So the stats will be from last year. So it'll be kind of interesting because you'll be playing a full year.
The stats are nerfed.
But the stats are going to be, no, it'll be like, they played in 55 games or whatever out of 60.
Right.
So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do.
I would think they would have to compensate a little bit, or are they just going to kind of leave it as is? And
well, it's not like you're playing the 60 games. You're going to play the 162 game. You can play a 162 game series.
No. Even. I know that, but like, if your stats are based off of last year's stats, but you didn't have the time to put into a full season of actual stats, then your stats are going to be lower, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe if you got 20 home runs in a year or more.
And then you hit 5 last year.
And you hit 5 last year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, we'll see how they, I guess it depends on how they.
They got to compensate it somehow.
The attributes.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. Like, the stats can be the same, but the attributes they can kind of play with because you don't actually see that.
I mean, you do if you can edit the player or edit players or something. You can see like in the player card. Their attributes, but I feel like, I don't know, it'll be interesting to see what they do, but they're not going to like add stats.
I would think they would.
It's pretty realistic. So it's just gonna in the 2020 season line, it's just going to have their stats from last year.
That's going to be interesting.
Well, I mean, maybe they'll have a mode where you can play a COVID season and you can just play 60 games instead of a full. I mean, because I know that you can during the season setup or your franchise setup or whatever, you can change how many games you want to play, so you don't have to play a full season anyways.
Right.
So.
That's an interesting idea.
Maybe they'll actually put COVID season in one of the options. No, probably not. But
I doubt they'll do that.
That comes out in.
April, I wouldn't call it COVID. I would call it limited season, or something like that.
Yeah. So that comes out either late this month or early April. So
okay.
But looking forward to that one.
You need a PlayStation 5 for that.
I don't know if I can play it on my Xbox. It's going to be out for Xbox, but I think it's only the new one.
Okay.
So I got to double check because otherwise I will just get it for the Xbox. But with Microsoft buying everybody, I might just get a PlayStation 5 because and then upgrade my PC. because then I can just
cross-platform
play games. I can just play games on my PC via Microsoft, because all Microsoft or all Xbox games are going to be available for PC.
Right.
So, yeah. I'll probably sometime down the road get an Xbox too. I don't know.
I'm not in a rush to get the new Xbox.
I just need a way to play this game when it comes out.
Right. And if I get a new Xbox, I will most likely... I don't even know if I'll get this new generation. I don't know how long this one's going to be around for.
What do you mean?
Well, the new one that just came out, like, was it last year or the year before? Everything's kind of a blur right now.
So the new Xbox, well, the end of last year.
Okay, the end of last year.
PlayStation 5, Xbox X.
Okay, so that came out last year. I don't know if it's worth investing into this one or waiting until they come out with another one or wait until they upgrade this one. Because they always come out with, like, so there was the Xbox, and then there was the Xbox Elite, there was the Xbox One, and then there was the Xbox One S, and then so on and so forth. So, like, they come out with the original one, the original of what, you know, their new gen, and then they come out with three or four versions of that, usually at the same price point, but there's some added features that they should have added in the first place, but they didn't have all the kinks worked out, and then they added it into the next one, which could be a higher memory count or something like that.
Yeah.
It's usually just enough. All right. Thanks, computer. It's just enough to...
You're welcome.
Apparently, my virus protection needs upgraded. Whatever. All right. Anyways, yeah. That's it. I don't want to talk anymore, Nate.
What?
I'm just joking. What?
So, if you want a fun little 20-minute watch, there's multiple of them, but... I came across this video on YouTube. It's called COVID-19 Coronavirus Zombie First Person POV.
Yeah.
And it's basically these – it's in – and it made me think about it when you said the game that you brought up. The Russian, I think it was like a Russian something. Because I want to say these are, it's in Russian. But basically these guys put together this little first person short movie of a zombie outbreak. And it's actually pretty well done for whoever put it together. And I think there's multiple. I only watched the one. But it's pretty well done.
Is there like a plot to it, or is it just kind of a cool thing that they do?
So this one, it starts off where they're in like this doctor's office, and there's like this dead lady on the table, and they're about to administer like a shot or whatever, and then all of a sudden the alarm goes off, and then they all like try to find their way out, and it's basically him, the main like point of view, it's basically him trying to escape, and zombies come after him, and then the whatever army it is, that's they come in, and they're like, he hears over the radio because one of the guys was killed by a zombie, and he hears over the radio that they're told to kill everything. So,
okay,
him trying to escape.
Interesting.
It was pretty. pretty well done, pretty interesting. It's like a 20-minute watch, but
okay, it's a lot like the movie Hardcore Henry.
Yeah, kind of like that first person.
Yeah, I kind of watched a little bit really fast.
Yeah, there's multiple of them though, so. Or at least, I don't know if it's done by the same people, but there's other ones too. And I came across it the other day and watched it. And so I want to watch some of the other ones too. See if it's like a whole story and it continues. Or
I kind of fast forward through a few of those, and it seems like it's all done by the same person or same group of people. There might be other ones out there, but...
Yeah, see? Kind of.
Yeah, so that's kind of a neat thing. Since we were talking about this, so we were having a conversation earlier about we were talking about some of before the show. We were talking about what we've been watching. I've been watching WandaVision. I'm all completed with that. We also talked about some of the other shows that are coming out. And I mentioned to Nate that the show Alter Carbon, which he highly recommended to me at one time. So I started watching it, and I found it to be a really good show. They came out with the second season, and third season is canceled because it had kind of terrible reviews over the second season. So we were kind of talking about what the difference is between season one and season two. And I was talking about it, and Nate was like, I didn't even finish season two.
I didn't. I mean, I liked the first season so much that the second season, it's hard to say, because obviously there's the character that the person actually is.
Right.
That character thinks that this lady dies, like, I want to say someone that he's in love with or something. I think
it's somebody.
So he thinks that she dies in the first one.
Right.
Well, comes to find out in either the end of the first season or the beginning of the second season that she's not actually dead. And I think that's basically what the second season is him trying to find her and just the storyline of the first season was really good. I like like I was saying to you before we started recording, the main character that played the body of the actual main character. He was pretty good. And so all that being said, the second season was more based around the actual main character of the body and then the body that the chip or his subconscious was put into. At that time, like his original body no longer existed or something. I don't know.
He died. He died in the last one, in the first one. Him and his sister died, or whatever.
Right, but his body was wasn't destroyed or something.
No, it wasn't.
I thought
was kind of a like when they start season two, they start off with a different person playing him. Which I was like, I don't think he, like, if I remember correctly, I don't think he even died. But I don't know. For some reason, they decided to, because that's kind of the premise of the show, is if you die, you can be uploaded into a different body.
Yep. Unless which like, is the actual chip is completely destroyed.
Then yeah, unless the actual chip, is the thing that stores your consciousness, is destroyed. Which I think is a very interesting concept. Basically, they got rid of death. You can keep living, which means you can replace that certain character anytime with a different actor because you want to try out different actors. You want to give a whole bunch of different people. Like, I think the idea is set up where each season somebody else can play the same character. The problem is, season one, the people that they had playing the main characters were too good at playing their characters.
Mm-hmm.
So when season two...
So, let me cut in right there, because and they're the characters that make you fall in love with the show.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is yes, you have to have those enticing characters to make me invested in the show. Premise is good, but if you don't have characters that draws everything together, then I'm not interested. So they had the combination of an interesting plot, good characters, with certain mannerisms and certain behaviors and stuff like that. So next season, they cast it with a different group of people, which is understandable. They want to bring back these things. People didn't actually die. They just got their shells died so they can get reanimated into somebody else. The problem I had was the new people that they brought in didn't act anything like the original cast. Like, I get that you would have your own personality and stuff like that. The premise is good, but the problem is when you bring somebody else to do the acting, they kind of want to do it a little bit their way. I want to do that guy's character with a little bit of my spin. No, you can't do that, unfortunately. You have to do it exactly like the other person before you. Because any
there's
changes...
technically the same character. There's technically the same person, but different bodies. Right. So,
there's
yeah,
same person, different bodies. So I should feel like you are that person. There's certain, the way you walk, the way the movements that you do, they're all noticeable. Because I spent a whole season watching how he responded in certain situations. And when the next person comes in and he doesn't respond that way, then there is a complete disconnect to me. That's also like we watched the movie Gemini Man, which is a movie about, what's his name? Will Smith, is his older self. He's like a trained assassin, and he goes around and he kills people, and he's the best at what he does. So this organization goes out there and decides to clone Will Smith. And so he's spending most of the movie fighting himself. Like, it's somebody with a mask on and stuff like that, and they're doing these crazy fight scenes and stuff like that. Come to find out, it's him. But at a younger age. The problem is, it doesn't look like Will Smith. And know what the big problem is? I know what Will Smith looks like at a young age. Because I saw him on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I know exactly what he looks like at a young age. So when you show me somebody at that young age, and it doesn't look anything like him. I mean, it looks like his face, but normal. Like, short, shrunken down. I'm like, that is not Will Smith. I automatically know that is not him because I saw him. I grew up with him, basically. I know exactly what he looks like. And what you're showing me is a complete disconnect because I know what he looks like. That's the problem.
You know that that face is CGI'd onto...
Yeah, I know, it doesn't look right because I know what he should look like. And that's the problem. And when you do these type of things where... Okay, the premise of the idea is very sound. Kill this person, another person can come in and take place. It's flawed, though. Because the other person has to act exactly like the other the previous person. And plus all the people after that. It changes. Now, Doctor Who, what they were trying to do was like a Doctor Who thing. Which each version of the Doctor is completely different. But in Doctor Who, he gets reanimated as a completely different person, but he also gets, every time he gets reanimated, it's a different version of his personality of what he was going through in the previous version. When you go through one doctor that's very brave, but ended up dying in a terrible way. Then the next doctor that comes up is more timid in these type of ways because he's kind of learned from experiences. And it's kind of like personalities are getting pulled out of him, like a tissue, like a box of tissues. Each time you pull it out, it's kind of pulling out a different flavor of personality. It does not work in a movie where you have a memory unit storing all your information and it is supposed to be a carbon copy of who you are. Completely different.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So yeah, the next season came out and I was really excited for it.
So was I.
And it just was boring and it was not interactive. And the best part was the character Poe, which was the hotel. And they gave him some glitches and stuff, and that made it kind of interesting. But the main character kind of was a blur to me.
Like, yeah,
I almost didn't care what he did.
When they announced that a new season was coming, I was like, yes, thank you. And then came closer, and they're like, oh, this is the actor. I'm like, okay, cool, it's... The actor that played he's a good actor. I'm like, okay. Like, obviously, the concept of the show, you put anybody in, you put them in anybody, so okay, I understand. But yeah, it just,
right.
I don't know. It didn't feel the same way. So
When you're watching it, your mind kind of understands the premise that I'm talking about, but doesn't fully grasp it. You're just kind of like, I don't know why. I'm just not into this season. And it's because of all the little details that you're missing out. Like when he walks into the way he walks into the room and he looks to the left. And this new guy, when he walks in, he kind of saunters in instead of having a mission of purpose or whatever. And when he looks, the one guy goes, you know, he whips his head like fast or something. And then this guy kind of does a slow turn. These little things, you're not really aware of it when you're really watching it. But you're just like, it's off. It's off. I don't understand what is different, and I just don't buy it. it's one of those things that's very fascinating with the mind, that it catches these little details that you're just like, I just don't buy this. I don't know what you're selling to me, and I see what you're selling is good, but I just don't. There's a part of me that has this like kind of just push it away type thing. So, yeah.
Another thing that I saw scrolling through IGN was supposedly there's going to be Rugrats. There's a remake. And it's going to be more, instead of, again, there's a lot of stuff that comes out that's like fan-made.
Right.
Because the technology is there, but this one, it looked like it's more, instead of cartoonish, it's kind of like the 3D kind of Pixar type almost.
Interesting. I'm not really a big fan of them. I don't know, it depends on how well it's done. I give most things a chance out there, but
this kind of goes into the conversation we had before we started recording, where they're remaking it, but for those of us that were kids in the early 90s, where everybody wasn't so high-strung, easily offended, these shows are going to be remade, but they're going to be nothing like the other shows, because you have to involve it almost seems like every show has to involve the gay and lesbian community, and then you have to watch what you say. You can't, like,
right, it's everything's different, really.
Nice. Like everything. So what we grew up on the show, but they're going to remake it, and it's like, we're going to be sitting there, this is nothing like This is nothing like it was in the early 90s.
Good old early 90s.
What?
I mean, some of the stuff that they come out with now is good. Some of the other stuff is highly, highly questionable and should not be given to kids. But I don't know. I'd have to watch to see what happens or whatever. Like the new versions of the,
like Dumbo. I'm offended by Dumbo. So
yeah, well, you should be.
We should sign a petition to get Disney to take Dumbo down so people can't watch it.
Nate, why are you saying that? Did you know?
Oh wait, actually, I don't have to do it because it already happened.
Nate, actually, yes. They did not take Dumbo down. But there is a parental thing that says that you have to be a certain age to watch Dumbo now.
Is it like 30?
No,
it was... I feel like the people that brought this up in the first place are like probably in their 20s.
Right. Yeah, it's something like that.
25. You have to be over 25 to watch Dumbo now.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I don't know, Nate. It's very interesting. The reason why they're doing it is because there's a scene in Dumbo where it does like a black stereotype thing, which is not really a good thing. But the movie was made at its time. We should respect what it was at the time. If you don't like it, just don't watch it. Dumbo has never really been a good movie to me in the first place. Even as a kid, I thought it was kind of boring and just kind of like the actual story plot of Dumbo is literally about 2 minutes and 34 seconds. The rest is filled up with musicals.
I'm surprised that it even took it to that extent that I had to be questioned, and the fact that it was technically bullying because he was bullied,
right?
Technically, because he had long, big ears, and animal cruelty in a way because they're circus animals, so they're
right. Well, they,
you know what I mean,
Nate. Don't point out the other things.
I'm just saying, like,
I know. This is life, Nate.
Life irritates me.
Yes, life irritates me too. If you want to be if you wanted to be offended by something, you're going to find something to be offended by. And there's a group of people out there that are going out of their way to look to be offended by things. Life is a lot better if you just kind of take care of yourself, do the things that you need to do, make things better in the world, make things. This type of stuff does not make the world better.
But it's easier to complain about everything.
Well, yes, because that the part okay, the frustrating thing to me about this, Nate, is instead of actually doing something and solving something, because the actual underlying issues to a lot of problems nowadays take actual time and effort and communication with people to fix. It's easier to just point at things and get rid of things and not have that conversation because you don't have to be physically involved. It gives you an endorphin to say, this thing is bad and I'm in the right about this thing. And then a whole bunch of people agree with you. And then you get this rush of energy of, I am a good person and I did something good into the world. You didn't do nothing. You didn't do nothing. You didn't accomplish anything. You just took something from somebody that they enjoyed or whatever. Why? You are not accomplishing anything in life by doing that. You are not bringing anything forward. You are not lifting anything up. You are not creating a better space for people. You are destroying.
and in chance, if this action was recorded or whatever, it might be seen by all these millions of people and you might get your 15 minutes.
You know, that's the thing. There's a group of people out there that do this for the 15 minutes worth of fame, and they destroy something just because they like that endorphin hit of energy of, I am a good person. you're not. I'm just going to say, you're not a good person. You're kind of a terrible person. Why don't you actually do something with your life instead of just pointing out the bad things that people have done in the past? Why don't you create a better future? Why don't you invest into the people that you're saying they're downtrodden or something like that? Why don't you take your energy and create a better environment for them to live in? Not just say, hey, these people need to, I don't want to get into this politics stuff because it gets me like passionate, because the way things are done nowadays is we point and we say, take that away. That is not solving anything. I describe it as this. We walk up to a building, we see that there's dry rot in the building, and you put new paint on it. And you expect this new paint to solve the problem. You still have dry rot. You still have bugs in the environment. And you're not dealing with the actual issues. You're putting paint on things, and it makes you feel better because it looks better. But the building's still going to collapse because you didn't do anything about the foundation. Foundation is the most important.
And then you get recognition because you just painted the building.
Right. And people walk by and they say, wow, that looks amazing. It's going to collapse, and it's going to collapse down on you. And the unfortunate thing is I don't know. I don't really want to get into too much politics right now. I went too deep as it is. I do have to say, you point something out to somebody else, I'm going to tell you, it's coming after you eventually. So, that's just the way it is. Anyways, Nate, we talked about politics. Thanks a lot, Nate. You got me onto politics.
Yeah. My bad.
So, I don't know. The world is an interesting place right now. Try to make it a better place. Try to, I don't know, bring joy to people's life. It's a better world when you can create a better space for around people and a better environment. Give some encouragement to people. I don't know. If somebody's creating something, encourage them to create it. It may turn out terrible, but it doesn't matter. They're creating something. And I appreciate that. Any last words, Nate?
Thanks for listening. Thanks for ranting, David. Always fun.
Hey, it's your fault. You got me on a rant.
I know. I brought it up.
It's hard. It's very hard.
I can rant about it too. I might throw in some swear words in there.
Yeah, I don't want to bleep.
Yeah, no bleeping.
It takes a lot of energy out of me.
Yeah. But yeah, we need to see a Grand Theft Auto 6 reveal trailer here in the next coming weeks.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Rockstar, let's get on this. Come on.
I sent them.
I don't want to see another remaster. We're going to remaster this game. I just want to see, and millions of other people want to see.
I would like to see Rockstar put some progress on the table.
Yeah.
Come on,
Rockstar.
Yeah, come on, Rockstar. We drink your drinks. Do better.
I need to watch WandaVision.
Yeah, Nate, stop slacking. WandaVision is really good, and I'm going to say it ended really on a high note. There's a lot of pushback from the community, but I think when you're done watching it, you'll say, "I don't understand why," because it was a good end to what they did. So, on that note, Nate, you watch WandaVision. I'm going to go get some sleep.
Your day off.
That's not true. I'm going to go work on some projects a little bit more. I can't help myself. I always have to do something or create something. on that note, see you later and goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Seriously Awkward and Friends. Please like, subscribe our Facebook page, and think about becoming a Patreon member. And listen next week.